Hashday morning, it is Trina Mara and Anita Siegel is here from Happy Feet Reflexology in Cork. You're there in Passage West Douglas, Anita. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
So tell me, what would you use reflexology for and what do you do?
Oh, what you can't use reflexology for would be a much shorter list. So reflexology is an ancient non-intrusive holistic therapy where reflexologists stimulate the nerve endings on our client's feet or hands by applying rhythmic pressure to the reflex areas connected to the organs and tissues in the body. So that means that by using these specific moves and techniques, we rebalance the whole body, mind, body and soul. More detailed, I always tell my clients that we rebalance the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system to reduce the neurophysiological experience of stress and trigger the body to restore the state of calm, improve energy flow, blood pressure, and the lymphatic system circulation.
Would that be the main reason people come in then, because of stress or for other things?
Well, it depends. I seem to attract clients that come to me with either stress, anxiety, tension, or health issues that are resulting from long-term stress.
Okay, yeah. So what about things like fertility? Can reflexology help that?
Yes, so that I have at the moment 4 clients. 2 are pregnant and 2 just recently started to come to me. There is such a thing as fertility reflexology. I don't specifically specify in fertility reflexology, but reflexology balances the whole body. We also work the endocrine system, the reproductive system, and sometimes even just reducing the level of stress and anxiety that clients feel helps with fertility or hormonal issues like menopause.
Yeah.
Again, I have a lot of clients who come to me with menopause or symptoms of menopause, perimenopause, and reflexology is really beneficial.
Because I know when you're going through perimenopause and menopause, things like your sleep can be very difficult.
Yes.
Just to get a good night's sleep.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like every client who comes to me with hormonal issues, I would say, like perimenopause, menopause, fertility, PMS, they're all the same systems in the body that cause the symptoms. So everyone tells me that they feel much calmer, they sleep much better. I stick to the menopause, the hot flushes, anxiety reduces. Again, a lot of women in the perimenopausal and menopausal age experience anxiety.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And they all tell me after a few weeks of therapy, they feel much better. They don't have these outbursts of either anxiety or
overwhelm almost.
Overwhelm, exactly.
Yeah. What about headaches? Can it help headaches?
Yes, it can. And again, I had a few clients who came to me and suffered from long-term regular migraines and headaches. And in many cases, it's actually the sinus reflex area that's completely out of balance. And once we release that, and certain other reflex areas as well, like I can't list all of them, otherwise we would be here for the whole day.
Right, okay, yeah.
But the sinus reflex area is one that I find very much out of balance in every one of my clients who suffers from migraine.
And how can you tell that? Is reflexology you putting pressure on using your own hands, or do you use something else?
So I do a combination therapy. I qualified as hot stone reflexology therapist last year, and I'm actually doing only combination therapy at the moment because the hot stones are enhancing reflexology itself, and they also prepare the reflex areas so clients don't find it as painful, if that makes any sense. Now, there's a lot more information on my website about it, but I use hot stones to prepare the reflex areas, and I also place a few stones on certain points of the body to draw out negative energy, anxiety, stress. Yeah. And then after the hot stones, I work with my hands, my thumb mainly, and that's how I feel the areas that are out of balance or where there is congestion to be removed.
Is there anyone, Anita, who probably shouldn't get reflexology done that wouldn't be suitable for it?
Yeah, there is a quite a long list when it's not recommended. High blood pressure, but extreme high blood pressure. Quite a long list, to be honest with you. I usually ask everyone who books an appointment with me to fill out a quite extensive pre-treatment assessment form.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is that I can pinpoint if they can or cannot receive reflexology, or if there is a red flag that I have to watch out for, that I just accommodate their personal circumstances yeah. and issues.
I'd assume if you have like a foot injury or something like that, that you probably that couldn't get it done. Yeah,
that would be absolutely the case, like if someone has foot injury. And there's a common mistake. People think that reflexology is for feet pain. Do you know if someone has a pain in their feet? But for example, now undiagnosed pain, I can't treat them. Like if it's undiagnosed, we don't know where it is coming from. I am not to diagnose issues, conditions or illnesses. I work on the mental balance, the body and emotional well-being, but not like I can see
you're
someone
not a medical
comes in,
doctor. Yeah,
and no,
yeah,
I'm not. Yeah, I'm yeah, not. Yeah. And I always maintain it.
But yes, if it's holistic.
Exactly. So if someone asks me, can you do something for my feet? It's very sore. If they have been diagnosed, for example, plantar fasciitis, reflexology is fantastic for it. I had
really
low. Yeah,
now that is interesting because I think I have this, Anita, would you believe? When I get up in the morning and I go to put my foot on the ground, I can barely do it. And I think that's what I have.
Yeah, if you search it on Google, to me it sounds like you have plantar fasciitis,
yeah.
but again, it should be diagnosed.
Yeah.
Having said that, if someone is diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, there is a lot you can do. But the first and the number one, the biggest tip I can share with anyone who suffers from plantar fasciitis, do not ever walk barefoot.
Oh, okay.
Throw your flip-flops away.
They're too flat. Yeah.
And if you get up in the morning, keep a pair of shoes or firm runners next to your bed
okay.
and put them on. Do not walk even to the bathroom barefoot.
Okay, that is a good tip to get.
Yeah.
I'm an awful one for walking barefoot, which probably doesn't help. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Slippers. Are slippers bad? Because there wouldn't be any support really in slippers.
No, exactly. So your heels are not supported, you see?
Yeah.
So the plantar fascia, which is actually inflamed and it's running right down in the middle of your feet, is put under a lot of pressure if you are walking barefoot.
Okay. If somebody wants to get a reflexology session, Anita, how long does it normally take?
So the first session is usually about an hour, maybe an hour, 10 minutes. It depends on the client as well. I do recommend everyone to sign up for at least 4 weekly sessions. Now, I can't promise that I release everything in 4 sessions, but by week 4, everyone turns around to me and they say, and now I get it.
Right, okay, yeah.
Because it's the same as, I know it is probably a strange way to compare, but you brush your teeth every day.
Yeah,
you can't be expecting that you brush your teeth on Sundays only and that will work.
Some people do, Anita.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. But
that's why they have bad breath. So how did you get into this then? Has this been an interest for a long time?
So yes, I am practicing Tibetan Reiki for 7-8 years now. It's kind of opened up my mind towards, I don't like to call them holistic treatments, but complementary therapies, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Somehow reflexology just came up and I just had this gut feeling that it's something for me. Studied it, got my qualification, and the first time I sat down to do case study during our studies, I knew that's what I want to do.
Is there anything, just before you go, Anita, is there anything that you could recommend that people could do at home, or is it a case that you really do need to go into a clinic?
Well, no, like if you go to a reflexologist, that's really the ultimate service ultimate treatment that you can receive. On the other hand, I do run corporate workshops for international corporations where I guide people. So I'm not teaching reflexology, that might be in the future, but I guide the participants through what we call online guided hand reflexology, and I show them the areas they can massage on their own hands or their children's hands, because children might not be interested going into a clinic, and oftentimes when they act up or they don't sleep, a bit of a hand reflexology, more like a hand massage for children, helps. That is an option. Those courses are actually available on my website as well, but I am running them even now throughout the summer for corporations based in Ireland and based abroad.
Anita, you're just reminding me there, I remember somebody telling me about if you pinch the skin between your thumb and your forefinger, that has some effect. Is it reducing headache?
I think it was migraine.
Migraine,
headache, yes. But that's acupressure. For hand reflexology, if someone is complaining of headache, I recommend to massage the top joint on the thumb. That's the brain deflex area.
Okay. So just before the bend from, there, yeah?
So from the second joint all the way to the top.
Okay, yeah.
Right? The palm side of their fingers, because that's the sinus reflex area.
Mm-hmm. You can imagine I'm doing this right now as I talk to you.
It's actually brilliant. It really is brilliant. It's great for hay fever as well.
Oh.
It's causing the palm side of your fingers. Really good. I'm just looking at my own hands. So the little edge of your thumb, difficult not to show you.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
But the edge between the palm and the top of your hand, the kind of little line from the fingernail all the way down to the base of your thumb.
Yeah, I know exactly where you mean. Yeah.
So that's the spine deflex area. Wow. And oftentimes a headache can arise from bad posture and particularly neck problems. So at the top of my head, those are the three areas that I would recommend everyone that has headaches to massage.
Well, Anita, give us your website details or how we can contact you.
Yeah, everything is on my website, online booking system, phone number, email address, and the online courses as well. happyfeetreflexology.ie.
Well, it's been lovely to have you on, Anita. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, and you too. Have a lovely weekend.
Thanks, Anita. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye.
It is Thank something you. For Bye. The weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.